And now, time for Mission Magazine's Coach's Corner, featuring Roger Price, bringing out the best in your neighbor through coaching. And now, here's Roger Price.
Do you have rhythm? Can you move your body like a great dancer, looking effortless as if it took no work to become so graceful? How about your life? Does it have rhythm in this same way? If so, did it just happen or did you have to work at it, just like a graceful dancer? Welcome to the Coach's Corner. This is a place to grow for Christian leaders. And this is the third in a series about leaders and margin, and now rhythm. In the first segment, I define margin very simply as the time when we're not working. Now, this is a little too simple, but it's good enough to make a point or two. I talked about leaders having an optimum amount of work and margin in order to maximize their output. I talked about what kind of monitoring it might take to ensure a leader stayed within this optimum work margin balance. In the second segment, I explored what margin looks like in different people's lives. I also explored the difference margin makes in people's lives. I encouraged you to consider what difference it would make in your life if you had more margin, today and over the rest of your life. In this third segment, I'm talking about rhythm and the role it plays in margin and the often misunderstood concept of balance. Now, if you're a pastor or some other kind of church leader, you know the concept of rhythm better than I do. You have weekly rhythms that dominate your life. You also have yearly rhythms that cause some seasons to be much more intense and others to be much less so. Of course, others of us also have rhythms. School teachers, factory workers, restaurant owners. Most all of us have weekly and yearly rhythms to one degree or another. Now, because of the natural rhythms of our vocations and life itself, this word balance between margin and work becomes a dynamic concept that changes from day to day and season to season. Jack Groppel is a consultant that helps pro athletes and what he calls corporate athletes to maximize their performance. Jack teaches that humans, in order to maximize their performance, need to seek times of great challenge and stress, and then follow them with times of intentional recovery. This is how pro athletes get better every year, and it's the same with us. To seek a constant balance is not only impossible, but not healthy. Nothing alive achieves a static balance. Life's not a flat line. In fact, when a doctor says someone has gone flat line, well, you know, it means they are dead. As we look to achieve this optimum work and margin balance, we need to understand that it will ebb and flow like any living thing that exists. Seasons of stress followed by intentional recovery. I believe this abundant life that God has promised us will exist of seasons of stress and challenge that go well beyond what we believe we can do. But these days or seasons need to be followed by time of intentional recovery. God will grow our capacity way beyond what we know we can do. And just like Jesus, we will need to get away from the crowds and recover, especially with times of intimacy with God. In Ecclesiastes 3, it says, "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build." Sounds like rhythms to me. Of course, all this gets complicated when you try to integrate your seasons of stress and recovery with those in your family and those in your organization. This isn't easy, but it's important to be intentional about it. The easy thing to do is overwork and get trapped by the rhythm of the so-called rat race, where even if you win, you're still a rat. Ever ask someone near the end of his or her life what they might have done differently? I'm pretty sure I've read somewhere when asked that two very common answers come up. One, I would have taken more risk in my life. And two, I would have spent less time at work. This is worth thinking about. If you were offering advice to a friend that had the exact same dynamic balance of margin and work as you do, What advice would you give them? Think about it. What advice would you give them? Whatever you would tell them, do it yourself. I'm sure it's solid advice, not only for them, but also for you. I hope you found some benefit from this series on margin. As always, you can hear it again, along with past shows, at coachcorner.org, with a dash between the two words. Next week, I'll talk about another topic that challenges all of us to be better Christian leaders. I hope you'll join me at this same time on this same station. And until then, I pray that you experience God's rich blessings.